I would previously have thought that the most effective means of building resistance was building a mass movement, was taking to the streets, was mass civil disobedience. But if you look at what mass civil disobedience achieved during the Vietnam War, it was in Australia, it was nothing compared to what individual acts of civil disobedience achieved. And of course, individual draft resistors were part of a bigger draft resistance movement. I mean, I'm not saying that these people acted entirely as individuals to achieve what they did. The idea of a draft soldiers could be sent to Vietnam without volunteering was always less popular in Australia than the idea of the Vietnam War. But I think the individual draft resistors, their actions confused the government. The government never saw them coming. They didn't think people would do this. And then when they started doing it, they didn't know how to deal with them. And I guess the result of that activism was the fact that, you know, now you can be a conscientious objector to one particular war, which the Menzies government and its and the succeeding Liberal governments would never concede, or the courts would never concede.